Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. India successfully conducts maiden flight tests of integrated air defense weapon system to establish multi-layered air defense capability. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says country fully prepared for its first ever human spaceflight mission, marking a new chapter in the journey of a self-reliant India. Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates All India Speakers Conference in New Delhi. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sitiveni Lingamamada Rabuka, arrives in New Delhi on a three-day visit to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. Heavy rains cause widespread damage to property and crops in Bihar and Rajasthan, and in archery, Chikita Taniparthi clinches India's maiden individual gold medal in compound under 21 women's category at World Youth Championships in Canada. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, successfully conducted the maiden flight tests of the Integrated Air Defence Weapon System, IADWS, off the coast of Odisha yesterday. IADWS is a multi-layered air defence system comprising all indigenous quick-reaction surface-to-air missile, advanced very short-range air defence system missiles, and a high-power laser-based direct energy weapon. In a social media post, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated the DRDO, the Indian Armed Forces, and the industry for successful development of integrated air defence weapon system. He stated that the unique flight tests have established the multi-layered air defence capability of the country and are going to strengthen area defence for important facilities against enemy aerial threats. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India is fully prepared for its first ever human spaceflight mission named Gaganyaan, and this is not just a technological achievement, but a new chapter in the journey of a self-reliant India. The Defence Minister said this while addressing the felicitation ceremony in New Delhi of Gaganyaan-3's group captains Shubhanshu Shukla, Prasant Balakrishnan Nair, Ajit Krishnan and Angad Pratap, who have been selected for this mission.
भारत की स्पेस जर्नी की ओर देखते हैं तो हम पाते हैं कि हमारा कंट्रीब्यूशन केवल स्पेस में उपग्रह भेजने तक सीमित नहीं है आज भारत चंद्रमा से लेकर मंगल ग्रह तक अपनी उपस्थिति दर्ज करा चुका है आज भारत गगनयान जैसे मिशंस के लिए भी पूरी तरह तैयार है मैं इसे केवल तकनीकी उपलब्धि के रूप में नहीं देखता बल्कि आत्मनिर्भर भारत का नया अध्याय है जहां हम विश्व की बड़ी स्पेस पावर्स के बीच खड़े हो रहे हैं
The minister said that India has already marked its presence from the moon to the Mars.
चंद्रयान से लेकर मंगलयान तक हमने यह सिद्ध किया है कि सीमित संसाधनों के बावजूद इच्छा शक्ति यदि असीमित हो तो कोई भी लक्ष्य हमारे सामने स्वाभाविक रूप से छोटा पड़ जाता है भारत का विजन स्पष्ट है भारत स्पेस को केवल रिसर्च के क्षेत्र के रूप में नहीं देखता है बल्कि हम इसे आने वाले कल की इकोनॉमी सिक्योरिटी एनर्जी और ह्यूमैनिटी के फ्यूचर के रूप में भी देखते हैं
Speaking on the occasion, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, who recently made history by becoming the first Indian to travel to the International Space Station, reflected on his journey. He credited his training in the Indian Air Force for preparing him to face challenges with confidence.
Whatever I've done, whatever I've gone through and whatever I've achieved, I feel that the background that I had or the preparation that I had for years by being in this uniform and by being in the Air Force, that any one of us who's sitting here would have done an equally good job. And that is the confidence I carry with me, whatever life throws at you, the kind of character that Air Force has built up for all the people sitting here.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a two-day All India Speakers Conference at the Delhi Assembly in the National Capital today. The conference marks the centenary of election of Vitthal Bhai Patel as India's first Speaker of the Central Legislative Assembly. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister emphasized that just as the country's freedom was important, it is equally essential to ensure that the nation was run democratically after independence. He said that Vitthal Bhai Patel laid the foundation for establishing democratic governance based on Indian ideas.
Vivek, vichar aur vidhan teen hi cheezon par विधानसभा का और लोकसभा राज्यसभा का पूरा काम निर्भर है। जब ये तीन चीजों का पूरा सम्मान सभापति के द्वारा किया जाता है तब अपनी पार्टी के हित से ऊपर उठकर विधानसभाएं देश का और प्रदेश का विचार करती है, लोकसभा देश का विचार करती है। दल हित से ऊपर उठकर राष्ट्रहित का विचार ही हम सबको लोकतंत्र की अंतिम गरिमामय ऊंचाई तक पहुंचाने का एकमात्र रास्ता है।
Addressing the gathering, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the two-day speakers' conference is very useful for learning best practices.
Mittal Bhai Patel Ji ka is mahatvapurna 100 varsh ke 8 varsh par aur pehla desh ka elected speaker hone ke nate ye All India Speakers and Deputy Speakers Conference bahut hi upyogi aur bahut hi mahatvapurna hai. Do din ka satr hai to mujhe vishwas hai ki बहुत अच्छी तरह से आप लोगों के बीच में विचार विमर्श करके सही रिकमेंडेशंस सामने में आएंगे।
On the occasion, the Home Minister released a commemorative stamp honoring Vitthal Bhai Patel. Mr. Shah also inaugurated a special exhibition showcasing rare archival records, photographs and documents on India's first elected speaker and the evolution of India's parliamentary institutions. The conference brings together the speakers and deputy speakers of state legislative assemblies, as well as the chairman and deputy chairman of state legislative councils. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Heavy rainfall has caused widespread damage to property and crops in Bihar and Rajasthan. In Rajasthan, normal life has been severely disrupted following heavy downpour across several districts over the past 3 days. Dausa recorded extremely heavy rainfall, while Alwar, Jaipur, Sawai Madhopur, Sikar and Tonk witnessed very heavy showers causing waterlogging in low-lying areas. Here is more from our correspondent.
Electricity and water supply has been disrupted in many villages. Road and rail traffic has also been affected at some places. There has been very heavy damage to crops. NDRF, SDRF along with the army has been deployed for relief and rescue works. The Met Department has issued an alert for heavy to very heavy rains in Jaipur and Bhartpur divisions, Sikhawati region as well as some parts of Bikaner and Ajmer divisions today. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
In Bihar, flash flood-like conditions are prevailing in several areas of Nalanda, Jahanabad and Gaya districts following a rise in the water levels of various rivers, including the Falgu, Lokayin and Mohane. More from our correspondent.
Due to extremely heavy rainfall in neighboring Jharkhand, the Falgu and other seasonal rivers in Bihar are in spate. As a result, many low-lying areas have been affected by floods. In Nalanda, Jahanabad and Gaya districts, sudden flooding has caused extensive damage to property. Standing crops in the fields have also suffered heavy losses. The administration has been appealing to the residents of flood-affected areas to move to safer locations through the public address and continuous miking system. With Dharmendra Kumar Rai's report, Jigyasa Pandey, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Different parts of Jammu are also witnessing continuous heavy rainfall, leading to waterlogging, traffic snarls and difficulties for daily commuters. The Met Department has predicted heavy rainfall at many places over plains of Jammu, Pir Panjal and Chenab Valley in the next 24 hours. Authorities have warned of possible cloudbursts, flash floods and landslides, especially in the Jammu division. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan and Jammu and Kashmir. It has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over East Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Punjab, Uttarakhand and West Rajasthan. Union Consumer Affairs Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi has said that 1 crore 41 lakh beneficiaries from Punjab will continue to get free food grains. In a social media post, Mr. Joshi said the centre has not removed even a single beneficiary in the state under the National Food Security Act 2013. The minister was reacting to the allegations made by Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat tomorrow. on the first day of his visit. Mr. Modi is scheduled to inaugurate multiple development projects worth 5,400 crore rupees in Ahmedabad. On the second day of his visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag off battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur in Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings on the occasion of Prakash Parav of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Timeless teachings of the Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji continue to illuminate lives across the world, reminding us of the values of compassion, humility and service." Prime Minister of Fiji, Siti Veni Liga Mamada Rabuka, arrived in New Delhi this morning on a three-day visit to India. Mr. Rabuka was received by Union Minister Sukanta Majumdar at the airport. The visiting delegation includes Minister of Health and Medical Services Ratu Atunio Lala Balavu and senior officials. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this is Prime Minister Rabuka's first visit to India in his present capacity. The Fiji Prime Minister is scheduled to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. He will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The visit underscores the long-standing and enduring ties between India and Fiji. Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi has embarked on an official visit to Algeria. The visit will continue till the 28th of this month. General Dwivedi will hold high-level meetings with senior Algerian leadership. The visit aims to reinforce defense and security engagement between both the countries. A Ukrainian kamikaze drone was shot down near a nuclear power plant in Russia's Kursk region today. According to Russian media reports, the downed drone triggered a small fire early this morning. Many parts of the Kursk region have been under Ukrainian occupation for several months after Ukrainian forces crossed into Russia's internationally recognized territory in August last year. The Russian Defense Ministry said its air defense systems shot down 95 Ukrainian drones over the Russian region during the past night. North Korea test-fired its newly improved air defense missiles to assess their combat capability. State media reported that the North Korean President Kim Jong-un supervised the tests yesterday. The Korean Central News Agency said the firing demonstrated the missile's superior combat capability to promptly respond to aerial targets such as attack drones or cruise missiles. The tests came as South Korea and the United States have been conducting their joint military exercise called Ulchi Freedom Shield since last week. Moving on to sports, in archery, India's Chikita Taniparthi won the country's first ever individual gold medal in the compound under-21 women's category at the World Youth Championships in Canada. She defeated South Korea's Yerin Park in the gold medal match yesterday. With the win, Chikita created history by becoming the first ever Indian female individual compound junior world champion. In tennis, the 145th edition of the US Open will kick off in New York tonight. In the men's singles, world number one and defending champion Jannik Sinner of Italy will lead the charge alongside world number two Carlos Alcaraz of Spain. On the women's side, Belarusian Arina Sabalenka looks to defend her 2024 title, while world number one Iga Swiatek, 2023 champion Coco Gauff, will be looking to make their mark. The first round matches will start at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Indian batter Cheteshwar Pujara announced retirement from all forms of Indian cricket today. The 37-year-old batsman was India's most reliable number three for over a decade. He played 103 tests and 5 ODIs for India after making his debut in 2010, scoring 7,195 test runs at an average of 43.6, including 19 centuries and 35 half centuries. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India successfully conducts maiden flight tests of integrated air defense weapon system to establish multi-layered air defense capability. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says country fully prepared for its first ever human spaceflight mission, marking a new chapter in the journey for a self-reliant India. Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates All India Speakers Conference in New Delhi. Prime Minister of Fiji, Siti Veni Liga Mamada Rabuka, arrives in New Delhi on a three-day visit. Heavy rains cause widespread damage to property and crops in Bihar and Rajasthan. And in archery, Chikita Taniparthi clinches India's first India's maiden individual gold medal in compound under 21 women's category. And that is the end of the Midday News.